Oh, here we go. Right, we are now recording for the audio boo. Yes. Oh dear, that wasn't very slick at all, quite frankly. We are broadcasting live on live stream, and we are doing a simultaneous recording for our audio boo. Yes. I'm a little bit upset, to be honest with you, because I've been following the news, like everyone else, about this thing with Portugal. Their economy is about to go down the bog. And it looks like the Labour Party has signed us up to helping to bail out not only sort of Greece and all these different countries, but the latest one is Portugal. We have to bail them out, and we could be spending 3 billion quid of money that we haven't got. Miraculously get new money from somewhere, which is great. And that means, I wonder how many sort of libraries and things are going to be closed down because we have to bail out Portugal. I just think this whole euro project was just doomed from the start. I mean, we all knew it. We all knew that Greece had dodgy economic figures when they got into the euro, and there are lots, basically most of the nations which are now having to be bailed out are the very nations whose finances were slightly, well, what can I say, slightly we don't want to cast aspersions, do we, Pilar? No, we don't. We're not very happy here. I'm not very happy here. But because we now know that the Victor Meldrew syndrome is a myth, then you can't accuse me of being sort of growing old and grumpy. I'm not a grumpy old man, am I, Pilar? Before my time? I don't think so. I'm just not very happy. It's as simple as that. I'm not happy with Britain cutting back and cutting back. I know. Really, strictly speaking, the Tories are not making these massive cuts because of the economic crisis. They're doing it because it's part of the Thatcher program. All the things that Thatcher could only dream about are now coming true thanks to the current government. I know that's the truth. But at the same time, I still hate the idea that, you know, we are in a bit of an economic pickle. And what are we doing? We're giving money away like they're sweets or something. I think it's an absolute disgrace. And no one seems to be doing anything about it. Vince Cable's gone on permanent leave, I think. Nick Clegg just sort of sits next to Cameron in Parliament and sort of nods his head all the time. And I just don't know what's happened to this country. If this is the future, if this is the future of British politics with the coalition government and everything, quite frankly, I don't think I want to be a part of that. I'm going to stay here in Spain, I think, instead. That's it. I've made my mind up. I'm going to stay here forever.